after having had 5 kids. I remember so clearly the days of wondering, why can't I shed this weight? What is this? I feel like I'm doing all the right things. What's happening to me? And I remember how long it took for it to finally click with me, for me to finally understand the information that worked for my body very specifically. And today I'm going to dig into a lot of those details with Kristen Noriega. She is a registered dietitian. She's an amazing mom coach, and she has a heart for mamas who are struggling to lose that baby weight. But she has so many great tricks up her sleeve. The things that she teaches resonate so deeply with me and my journey and the things that worked for me. And so I really believe this conversation is something that will encourage you and support you and help you also to just live a better mommy life. It's funny how the connection between our dieting and our parenting is actually really strong. We don't think that they're connected. But I remember the days of the roller coaster, trying to figure out what worked for me, what didn't work for me. Was it supposed to be less food or different food or more exercise or more water or, you know, and it could make me crabby. I'm sure you understand. So this will be a fun episode. I know it's going to benefit you. I really look forward to you getting to hear the things Kristen shares and it inspiring in you the thoughts for how can you have a happier motherhood experience by ditching the diet culture. I'm feeling really good. Can't wait to share this with you. Hey mamas, welcome to Her Home and Heart podcast. Do you want balance in your home life and peace in your heart at the end of each long day? Do you want to let go of feelings of failure because you've yelled at the kids again despite promising yourself and God you'd stop? I'm Katie. I'm a homeschooling mom who also had little kids and wanted to create a thriving home environment. In this podcast, you'll find resources for holistic living, heart connection with your family, and homeschooling so that you won't wake up to regret one day. Even if you have outside-the-box learners or your own health challenges, you'll find support here. Breathe deeply, grab a coffee, and let the kids go play, because it's time for you to find peace and fulfillment that you've been longing for. Let's go. This week, I am so excited to introduce you to one of my newest friends, Kristen Noriega. She is a busy mom who she is the go-to person for like non-diet weight loss and creating a really super healthy family culture. She's amazing at it. She's a registered dietitian nutritionist, and she has been working with moms for over 7 years. She has 4 little ones. She's a military spouse, and she's also a Catholic Christian. You can find Kristen on the Baby Weight Nutritionist podcast, where she drops helpful tips to seamlessly fit fun foods, really good nutrition, and movement that lights you up into the little cracks of your day. So Kristen, thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Katie. I'm super excited.
Yeah, my pleasure. So I'm really looking forward to talking about this with you because, you know, not a lot of people really focus in today's culture on the fact that what we're doing with our body actually can affect our joy and our unity inside of our home. We kind of think of our emotional and relational states as being completely separate from our physical state. And yet that's so completely incorrect.
Absolutely. You cannot have one piece of you be super healthy and all the rest be dragging behind you. It's not gonna work. And when mom is not happy and mom is not healthy, everybody suffers. And we don't want that. We want peace in our homes and we want joy in our homes. So taking care of your own personal health is the way to do it. It's a really good endeavor. And it's my jam. So I am here for this conversation.
Awesome. Yes. You know, I think as moms, we're just so focused on our kids and on homeschooling, and we're focused on all the things, right? Our spouse and the meals and chores, and there's just so much. And yet we have these body images that were portrayed in front of us all the time on social media and advertising. And, you know, people hear the word diet all the time. Your friends might say, oh, I'm on a diet. And so there's this whole concept that we have to look a certain way. We have to do these certain food things while we also accomplish all these mom life tasks. So I want to dig into that because I feel like there are so many really foundational truths here that moms need to know, because when they're treating their body right and actually giving themselves that focus, they can be a better mom. They can have a happier family. I know you're a big fan of not dieting. So I'd love to get your thoughts on that first.
Okay. So yeah, I totally agree with everything you just said. And not dieting is almost counterculture these days. It's unusual. We've all been on diets. We have done it since we were teenagers when we had no business dieting. And we did it when we first became moms. And many of us might still be thinking about the next one that you're going to go on. And I just want to encourage you, women, that whoever's listening, that you don't have to diet. You really, truly don't. Even if you have big weight loss goals, even if you are, really just trying to feel better and you have a lot of work to do, you don't have to diet. So if you're not dieting, then what the heck are you doing? How do you do that? How do you reach your goals without counting calories and macros and points and logging every bite? Well, it's a process. And one of the first things you got to do is actually like acknowledge the messy mindset, the messy diet culture that you're living in, that we're living in. I used to live there too. I used to be there. I've done many things in my past. And I had to go through this process of really unlearning a lot of the things that I learned in my undergrad and master's and like becoming a dietitian process. I had to really back up and get out of that diet culture mentality as well. So we're always thinking about restricting, taking things out. And in that process, it's making us cranky, making us hangry. We're taking it out on our spouse and we're taking it out on our kids, our poor sweet little kids they don't have any control over what mom is eating or how mom is feeling. We're entirely responsible for that. And when we're restricting and taking things away, those relationships are suffering. So when we work through the mental side of things, we really look at, getting away from restriction and into this place of really just boosting your nutrition and doing this in a way that incorporates wonderful nutrition, like amazing fruits and veggies and more of the good stuff, then you are going to be more present. You're going to be there for your kids and no one suffers. And in that process, you start to sustainably lose weight and you start to improve your health and improve, everything. Everything is tied to it. So I know that's like, oh my gosh, that's a lot. Like, don't worry. Don't worry. There's like a few main steps to start with. And I think we're going to get there, but I'm going to stop talking for a second.
Yep. Well, so let's recap. Like, this is great news for any mom who's been on that yo-yo wagon. Okay, you said we can eat more, feel happier, and still lose weight. That's amazing. And that it's healthier.
Absolutely. Good
Okay,
recap
so
there.
why is it healthier?
Why is it healthier? Because whenever you're in that place of restriction and you're taking things out and counting calories and trying to do the bare minimum, you are, all of the negative things we just mentioned, but also physically on your body, you're changing the dynamic here and you're pulling things away and you're changing your metabolism, not in the best way, because when you restrict, 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 it's great. You fit into your pants, you lose weight. But once you stop restricting, it comes back. And we know this. You know this in your heart. The second you get off that diet, the second you stop counting calories, the second you go back to your normal ways, the weight comes back. And, what did you learn in that process? What was the cost? What suffered during that time period? And what did you get out of it? Long term? I don't know. Maybe you learned how to count calories really well. But did you learn anything that was sustainable? Did you learn, techniques to teach to your children, to welcome them into a meal? That's what we want. We want this to be just so natural that it is your lifestyle, that good nutrition, good movement, good choices is something that just becomes so ingrained in you. There's no falling off the wagon. There's no like binge and cheat day. It's just so natural and so normal. And in that, you are teaching your children that healthy can be normal and can be natural and fun. So I think I answered your question, but that was
really well, really well. And I wanted to add on to that, that when we were stationed in Italy, something we saw modeled to us was that food was not just about like, you know, restriction. Instead, it was the opposite. These families had their culture surrounding food. Their family ties were being made around food, and it was actually healthy food, but it was made so deliciously. And they actually had a better, stronger understanding and relationship with each other because of their tie around healthy food and mealtime. And so what you just described as how mom, as she's trying to lose weight, can create this joyful experience is so true and so hopeful. And I think very exciting for a lot of moms who are tired of counting calories and doing all those other programs out there that aren't really healthy. Yeah.
We have fully sucked all of the fun out of food and meals with the diet culture, and it's ingrained in us, and it becomes stressful and anxious and or anxiety inducing. Yep. But it doesn't have to be that way.
No, it doesn't. So what would you say to a mom who's like, oh my goodness, this is amazing, what's my first step? What would you tell her?
I would say, this is so easy, it's going to blow your mind. The first step you're going to take is you're going to just ask yourself, what is the next best thing I can do? So don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about earlier this morning. Don't worry about, you know, oh, that chocolate bar you might have just eaten as you were listening to this. What is the next thing you can do? The very next thing you can do is probably go drink some water and stand up and move your body just a little bit. And the next thing you eat, you can add in a piece of fruit. You can add in some veggies. You can add in so many things. Like, we all know what healthy is. Pick one of those things and add it to whatever it is. So we're not taking anything away. We are adding in wonderful nutrition.
Absolutely. I've heard before that there are methods where people crowd in the good stuff, and eventually that crowds out the bad stuff. And I love that philosophy. I think it's so user-friendly. It's mom-friendly. You know, we're not having to replace the whole pantry in one fell swoop.
Yeah. I've never used it as never thought of it as the term of like crowding. But what I like to say is that whenever you're filling your belly and your body with all these wonderful things, there is just less room for the other fun stuff. And the fun stuff truly can be fun and can be enjoyable. Yeah. But crowd is a good way to put that.
Yeah. For me, I always just thought of like all the good stuff creeping into the pantry and filling it up and bumping out the bad stuff, you know, over time, just naturally as a process. So, all right, a lot of moms tend to be perfectionists. So she's taking her first step. She is going to start adding in some good stuff. She might even go find some really fun looking recipes on Pinterest, simple things, make it look fun to the kids as she's doing it. But how can she do this without getting all tied up in knots?
Yep. So baby steps are going to be key, because if just being human, just being the average human, if you are faced with the choice of all or nothing, we tend to fall back towards nothing. That is where we naturally gravitate. And so we got to be real clear about what all is. All is like, I'm going to cook 7 dinners this week and they're going to be so healthy, and I'm going to, you know, all these things, and you're setting yourself up for failure. So you want to just look at maybe one meal a week. You know, what can you do really well for one meal? And then it's going to just have it's going to build, you're going to build your steam, you're going to build your confidence. So looking at a baby step at a time, it might be, we're going to drink water in our house. Let's just drink water. What are we doing with all this other stuff? Let's drink water. And that's a great step. So it's really where you are in the journey, where you are in your life, and what do you need to focus on? Focus on that one baby step and let it be the thing that sends you on your way closer to becoming that woman that you want to be.
I know when our family made the final switch years ago to just water, we saved so much money. So, mom, if you want a massage or something else you're saving for, switch to water. You can always squeeze limes in or lemons in. Those are so healthy for you too. And it makes it taste good. So it doesn't have to be like a sad transition.
No, and I mean, you can do teas, do some like herbal tea or chamomile. There's so many different options that are non-caffeinated that can count towards your hydration, or lemon, strawberries, any of those things. And it can become a, it's just one of the easiest ways to start a new habit is by increasing your water intake. So that's a good start.
It's a huge deal. I think a lot of us live dehydrated without even knowing it. And that's one of the places when I start to feel kind of off that I begin to investigate first, because it's amazing how it impacts our system. So you mentioned movement. For the mom who she's so busy, she's like, well, I move all day, but it's in the house. I'm just, cleaning and chasing kids. What would you say? What's a good start for her that's simple and easy to fit in? What ideas do you usually give your clients?
Yeah, so I would say you're already off to a good start. If you're moving all day, you're not sitting on your booty all day. And it might not feel like it's the most fruitful movement, but that also is diet culture in itself. And you might not have ever really thought about it. But we have this preconceived notion that if we're not doing 45 minutes with the workout video or logging an hour at the gym, then it's for nothing. But that's not true. Going on a 10-minute walk with your kids, that is wonderful. If you are picking up the house, this is my favorite thing to do. If you're picking up the house, turn on some really loud, fun music and do it with a squat. Every time you pick up a toy, drop down and do a squat. Or there's so many different pockets that you can find to just incorporate 5 minutes of exercise. If you get in 5 minutes of exercise 3 times a day, you just did 15 minutes of exercise. Like, that is so worth it. And, there's a lot of studies out there that show that the one and done exercise, so like that 45 minute video, that 60 minute workout, whatever it is, the one and done is not as effective as a active lifestyle. So an active lifestyle has those tiny little pockets of movement throughout the day, and it's better for you. So start there. Just acknowledge what you're doing. Let it count.
I love that. And I know when my kids were little, it felt so bonding to just get outside in the yard with them a little bit or take a jaunt around the neighborhood really quick while they were on their tricycle or their scooter or something. And it didn't feel like work for me, going to the gym, cleaning equipment, finding the way to put them in the whatever the little daycare center was in the gym. That felt like work, getting them in and out of the car. But I have favorite memories of just getting outside with them. And so that's nice to know that that counts. Thank you for sharing that. So I would love before we close to pick your brain on what is like your very top tip. If a mom comes to you, she's driven home, she's like opening the door, bringing the babies in, she's like, I am going to do this tomorrow. What would be your very biggest thing you'd want to tell her?
The biggest thing I would tell the mom who listens to this and is like so inspired, she's ready to go. The thing I would say is, you can do this. I think that would be it. Like, you can absolutely do this. No matter how old your little ones are, or how young your little ones are, or how many things you have going on, if you just break it down into these tiny baby steps and you let them count and you let them be good enough and you let them turn into habit over the course of, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, if you're just working on that one small thing that is worthy and that is a good example and that is creating a healthier culture for your family. So you can do it.
That's awesome. And if they want support, how can they find you?
So you can always start with my podcast, The Baby Weight Nutritionist, or head over to Instagram at babyweight.nutritionist. That'd probably be the funnest, best way to start or connect.
Awesome. Yes. Okay. So everybody, I will put those links in the show notes too, so that you can go to the description and easily find Kristen without having to worry that you missed what she said. So Kristen, thank you so much for sharing this information and encouraging all of the mommies. And I think everybody's going to breathe a really big sigh of relief to realize that this can be fun and bonding. It'll make you a better mommy. You're going to feel happier. You're going to enjoy your life more, and you're going to look great. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll have to have you back again. I really appreciate this.
Bye.
I keep hearing over and over from you, I need more energy. I need more clarity. I really just want to start to feel good. Oh, I remember those days so clearly, and I'm so glad I'm not there anymore. I am so excited to share with you my best kept secret for how I'm able to maintain the energy level and the clarity level that I need to be able to homeschool my kids, work on this podcast, and accomplish the things in life that I love. I have discovered that there is a scientifically proven herbal activator that is backed by so much independent research that even a skeptic like me was able to be convinced. It reduces inflammation. The inventor of this won a major award that incredible scientists like the Wright brothers, Marie Curie, and Alexander Graham Bell also won. It's absolutely amazing, considered to be a medical breakthrough that is not sold in stores. However, you are able to access it through the link that I have here in this description of this podcast, or you can go to familysuccess.lifevantage.com. If you want to ask me any questions about this, I'd absolutely love it. Please just go to the link in the same description for SpeakPipe, and you can reach out to me there, or come and join the Facebook group and let's talk about this. This is one of my passion topics. This is something that of very rare few things that I can stand behind, I stand behind this one. And I would love to talk to you about it and share with you how it has impacted my life as a mom and how it's impacted my children's lives. It has truly changed us for the better. Go and check it out. Thanks for listening and spending time with us today.
If you know anyone who could benefit from my mom's podcast, please share it and leave a review so others can find us too.
See you next time.